time for Parade of Techniques.
Yippee.
And as you know, I think most of you know anyway, we are doing, Michael and I, are part of Kyle Draper's 90-day video boot camp.
90 days. Feels like 90 years.
No, you know, we're only in like week 12 or something. We're good. We're approaching the end. But it's really created a great awareness in video for us and for many of our students who are also participating. There's quite a group of us. And so here's this idea. What if when you had a closing, you were able to give a video to your buyers, send a video to your buyers or your sellers that said, thank you for letting us serve you. And what if everybody in your office, or if those people that would show up to make a video, made a video that said, hey, Johnson family, welcome to the ABC Realty, On Track Realty family. Thank you so much for letting us serve you. We promise working as a team will always be here for you. Isn't that a great, neat little idea? It's not just the agent. It's the all of us. It's the whole group of us expressing gratitude.
It takes a village.
Yes, there we go.
Wonderful. Well, I have two things I want to start off with. Neither a parade or an Ask the Experts, but a survey.
You're breaking the rules
again?
We're not supposed to do surveys.
I know.
Okay.
But the survey was about spring market marketing.
Okay.
Are you doing anything? And the question was, who's using refrigerator magnets?
Why are you looking at me instead of them?
Well, because you're nice to look at.
Oh, well, thank you.
And this was...
Who's using refrigerator magnets?
This was unique because everybody said yes. The whole team's using refrigerator magnets.
Eight people out of eight.
Yeah, eight out of eight. And they're putting
my fridge has got them.
Team schedules on
them. Yeah, yeah.
And they're big, you know, not just a little teeny ones with a calendar. These...
Why are you looking at me? Because I'm not looking at you.
Okay.
They're over there.
So here's a parade of techniques.
All right.
It's a postcard to all the expired listings in the market.
A postcard to... What's that got to do with refrigerator magnets?
Well, this is the parade of techniques. That was just a survey thing I wanted to report on.
I thought it was
interesting that everybody was using
this whole section out of it.
Okay. So the expired postcard on the front says, can you give me 9 days to sell your home?
Okay.
And then here's what you do. You put it on coming soon, and on day 7, it goes live.
Okay.
On Friday, you hold an open house over the weekend.
Tell them.
And this happened with two different expired listings.
Okay.
And the first one got multiple offers and sold from the
open
house.
For more than list price?
And the second one, the owner was so impressed with the effort that was put into it that they signed a 6-month exclusive listing. So.
Okay, so you go get a 9-day listing.
Uh-huh.
And you spend money paying for photos. Okay.
Indeed.
Well, all
and
right.
In both cases, it worked.
Yeah, well, I suppose it, yeah. Cool. No
okay.
judgment. Sorry. Just listening to the parade of techniques and going, right. I haven't asked the experts.
Wouldn't have been able to say that from your facial expression.
Nobody
okay.
sees that. Isn't this just audio? All right.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's both. Let's see. That's because of that goofy nine-week, 90-day boot camp. All right. So here's the Ask the Experts question. I have testimonials, and for a bunch of years, I've been having my testimonials put into Zillow, right? Well, now I've hired RealGrader. I'm paying money every month. They want me to be everywhere. They want my testimonial statements to be everywhere.
Mm.
So how do I go back and transfer the beautiful testimonials I already have in Zillow over to everywhere else? And so, you know, we heard from people that went, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. We're talking about grated cheese. We also had people that have done that and some people, anyway. So here's what we came up with as a team at the end of this. Here's my note. Step 1, establish a Google business page. So, and the Google business page has to have been verified. They give you a code. You've got to type in the code. So that's the first step to doing anything like this. And now what we're going to do is we're not just going to have Zillow reviews. We're going to have them elsewhere as well. Step 1, establish a Google business page that has been verified. Step 2, link to reviews. So you create a link that people can submit their reviews to. And number three, you send out the link. So we heard you cannot transfer over. You need to go to Google. You have to have each person rewrite. You can copy. So here was the idea that sort of came out of that. So you're, let's say you've got this wonderful review. Oh, Mary was so terrific. We love Mary. And I want that same review. I don't want to ask those people. I don't want to ask those people to write me a new review. Because what if they say she was fine? Right? Like, I want that review.
Fine.
So you're fine. You're fine.
You're
so,
fine.
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
Yes, you
Wait,
are.
How can you tell me if I'm fine or not? This is a pet peeve of ours. Anyway, so let's say you copy what they already gave you, and then you send that to them and say, this is the review you provided for me on Zillow. I'd like to share it on Google Drive. Here is the link. So if you could just copy and paste it onto this when you get to my business page, I would be so grateful. And you could even say, I will send you a $5 Starbucks gift card or something like that. Did you know that you can have Starbucks gift cards branded with your face? Well, I don't know about your face, but your logo for sure. And it can, the little card can say, it's from me. Thank you so much for helping me or whatever. So anyway,
nice.
There's the idea.
Yeah, I like it.
I do too. I think it's pretty cool.
Did everyone on the team commit to doing this?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. So I got an expired listing referred to me. It's expired twice already, and a friend of mine referred these people to me.
Well, they should be ready to sell now.
Well, let's hope. And I went over to see the house and discovered there was something in the house that neither of the previous two listings had mentioned.
A raccoon.
No.
No.
A bunker.
A bunker?
A bunker, like a separate big room that was sealed off from the rest of the house. You know, like
a
residential
with canned
bunker?
Goods. Yeah, yeah, and electric and stuff
right.
like that. All right.
And when I put this one on the market, the question was, should I mention the bunker?
Okay.
And the answer was a resounding no. Put it in there, but don't call it a bunker. Here's what they said. I love it. Call it a safe room.
Oh.
Make sure that you advertise it to preppers.
What's
because,
a prepper?
You know, the aluminum foil head.
Oh,
hat people.
People that are preparing for
yes,
Armageddon.
Yes, the end of the world.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. There's some
by
out
the
there.
Way, there was no showings on the previous two listings.
Seriously.
So figure out. Stage it.
Huh.
That was a good one. How about this? Call it an in-law suite.
Oh.
Call it a shelter, not a bunker. And you're going to appeal.
I might lock my mother-in-law in it, right? Like, is there a door that opens from both sides?
That's right. But this was, I thought, the best piece of advice.
Okay.
The bunker's not the problem, honey. The price is the problem.
Right.
Yeah, if it's expired twice, it was priced wrong. Right. So get it priced right. And then make sure you appeal to the kind of buyer who would want a in-law
additional
suite,
room, yeah,
a shelter,
right?
A safe room, or, I don't know, a nuclear fallout shelter or bunker, because there are people out there who want that. They just didn't even know that it was there.
Huh.
There weren't even any pictures of it, so
wow.
Get the photos.
Well, for sure, it's storage. I mean, if nothing else, it's a storage place. So.
Right. Now,
yeah, cool.
I want to ask you a question.
You're going to ask me a question?
Yes. Because this happened.
It's okay to ask me a question?
On every single one of my calls, this came up.
Okay.
Every single one.
Okay. What's that?
What's the lawsuit going to do to affect us? How do we, you know, it just came up over and over, and people are talking about it.
I also heard, I'm getting depressed. Everyone's scared.
That's
and everybody
right.
in my office is negative.
Right. Well, there are four groups of agents that will not be affected at all by this.
Okay.
And one is the listing agents. So if you're not a listing agent yet, become a great one, because listings are the name of the game. The second is people.
Well, you're going to be affected because your contract will have to. I mean, okay, but anyway,
yes.
You're going to get paid. What
your
you don't
income
mean,
won't be affected.
That's what you mean.
If
you will still earn your living.
Skilled negotiator, you're not going to be affected.
That's group number two?
That's group number two.
Okay.
That's right. Uh-huh, if you've built close personal relationships with your book of business,
like where
you're not going
you?
To be affected.
Okay.
And if you're a non-producer, you won't be affected.
Because you're doing zero now, you'll do zero later. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. And you and I, just a week ago, made a video talking about this and our response to that. It's about 8 minutes long. If you'd like to hear what we have to say about it, you know, think about who you're getting your information from. Is it the media? That would be a bad idea. Is it just NAR, who already obviously has a strong opinion, right? Because they settled. So, or, you know, are you waiting till the dust settles? So anyway, watch that video. And the bottom line is, go get to work. Build your listing inventory.
And the other bottom line is...
There's two bottom lines?
Yes. It's time to sharpen your presentation skills.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
And that is why we're doing the Mid-Year Mastermind in Columbus on May 22nd. Part of it is going to be really sharpening those presentation skills for both sellers and especially for buyers. So don't miss out on Columbus. Seating is limited.
Yeah, really limited. Like, really limited. So grab a seat, pay for your ticket up front so that you don't miss out.
See
I'm glad
there.
You remembered to say that. We're in a mood, aren't we? I hope you have a great week.